CD 1, Track 5. 1.
I once met a very strange girl. It was at a summer camp. The two of us ended up sharing the same room, so I felt I had no alternative but to make friends with her. I'd always been very outgoing and open-minded, so it was part of my nature to want to socialise with people. She seemed the complete opposite, withdrawn, unwilling to chat, and quite bad-tempered. Anyway, I plucked up enough courage to talk to her. I asked her to go with me for a walk, and guess what? She told me to go to hell. I couldn't believe my ears. Can anyone be so antisocial? Fortunately, I managed to get to know some other people. My roommate just turned out to be a quiet girl with no need to socialise. We learnt to accept that we were different.
2.
The person I want to tell you about was a real weirdo. He was my friend's neighbour. He was skinny and lanky. He wore the most ridiculous clothes and very bright collars and shoes which never matched. He had different haircuts every month and a rat for a pet. People also said he was difficult to talk to. Well, one day we were both waiting for the same bus. As the bus was late, we sat down on the bench and we struck up a conversation. He told me all about his passion for music and art, about his need to look original, and the fact that he was lonely because everyone judged him by his appearance only. In the end, we found we had a lot in common. This was the first time I'd been delighted my bus didn't come on time.
3.
I adore people watching. There are so many different individuals in the world, each one looking different with a different set of values and beliefs. I often go to the local park to observe people and their lives. Strangely enough, this is how I met my best mate. One day I went to the park and sat on the bench. I saw this odd-looking girl. She looked dressed to kill, a perfect outfit, high heels, professional makeup. Someone I'd never want to befriend. The strange thing about her was that she was singing a song and crying. I felt sorry for her, so I approached her, asking if she needed any help. We sat down and chatted for the rest of the day. She was upset because she was fed up with pretending to be someone she didn't want to be.
4.
I think I'm attracted to so-called eccentric people. Most of the people I know avoid them, but I always find these individuals interesting. I believe they are weird for a reason. They often develop unusual interests and tend to be artistic, imaginative, and very sensitive. The best example is my friend Julia, a bit of an oddball. She's a music freak, but her real passion is stargazing. Once, she invited me over to a party. I'd expected to meet lots of people, as you do at parties, but it turned out that it was just the two of us listening to rock ballads and watching the sky at night. Strange as it seems, I had the time of my life. It was just terrific.